hoping for some good news.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Today, the Labor Department releases its May unemployment figures. There isn't much optimism in the number of job cuts we'll see. Analysts expect more than 500,000 and a jobless rate of 9.2%. But there has been a glimmer, a sliver, the ever so slightest hint of hope that a recovery could be taking the slightest hold. We found out yesterday continuing jobless claims actually fell a bit for the first time in 20 weeks. A lot of those jobs cut have been in the auto industry, and Chrysler's bankruptcy plan is back in court today. This time, it's an appeals court in a hearing that could be the last hurdle before that automaker is sold to Fiat. Tamara Keith has more.
The plan, approved by a bankruptcy judge last weekend, is to take the best parts of Chrysler and put them in a new company that will be run by the Italian automaker Fiat. But three Indiana pension funds appealed, and their concerns will be aired out today. The funds hold $42 million in secured loans to Chrysler, and they want their money back. Instead, they're set to get 29 cents on the dollar. They say this isn't fair because secured creditors are supposed to be paid back first, and they say the United Auto Workers Union is getting a better deal. Fiat can pull out if the sale isn't completed by June 15th. It's unclear when the three-judge appeals panel will rule. In Washington, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
Wall Street was higher on Thursday. S&P and NASDAQ shares added more than a percent. The Dow closed higher about 75 points to 8750. Overseas markets are in the green. Asian shares closed mostly higher, about a percent for the Nikkei and Hang Seng. And in Europe, stocks in Germany are flat right now, while Paris and London shares are up by nearly a percent. Global miner Rio Tinto today scrapped its near $20 billion deal with China's Chinalco. It chose instead to set up a joint production venture with rival BHP Billiton. It puts an end to what would have been China's biggest overseas investment to date. Our European correspondent Stephen Beer joins us now from London. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
So why did this deal collapse?
Well, Rio's shareholders were against it from the outset. They didn't like this deal. It was struck in February at a time when the company, that is Rio, was at a pretty low ebb. Commodity prices were flat on their back. Rio was desperate for cash to pay off its debts. The shareholders felt Chinalco was really getting too much for its money, getting nearly 20% of the shares. And since February, commodity prices have picked up, Rio share prices picked up. In the end, it collapsed because it just looked too generous to the Chinese.
You mentioned debt, Mr. Beard, but Rio still needs that money. It's $40 billion in the hole. Where's that going to come from now?
Well, they've agreed a joint venture over an iron ore enterprise with their big Australian rival, BHP. Under this deal, BHP is going to pay Rio around $6 billion, and Rio is launching a share issue, raising a further $15 billion. The markets really like this news this morning. Both Rio and BHP shares jumped 10%.
And I can't imagine the Chinese are very happy about this.
No, I think they must be very miffed indeed. They've missed what was looking like a pretty sweet deal. They do have the consolation of around $195 million in compensation from Rio. But for the Chinese, this was a pretty important strategic investment, a way of getting more control over the raw materials that their emerging economy needs. So, yes, I'd say the Chinese are pretty disappointed.
Our European correspondent, Stephen Beard, joining us from London. Stephen, thank you.
Okay, Steve.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com. And by Reuters, offering breaking news, exclusive stories, and insights that impact today's financial markets. More at newsfirst.reuters.com.
Good news has been hard to come by lately in Detroit. The last few weeks have been especially bad with GM and Chrysler bankruptcies. But another form of transportation has been a bright spot for the battered Motor City. Sarah Hewlett of Michigan Radio reports.
Detroit Metro Airport was already one of the busiest in the nation. But when Delta Airlines merged with Northwest earlier this year, it made Detroit the second largest hub for the world's largest airline.
So that really puts Detroit front and center for starring role in the future of air transportation.
That's airport spokesman Scott Wintner. This week, Delta added nonstop flights to Rome and Shanghai out of Detroit, and company officials say they see Detroit as the airline's gateway to Asia. The launch of two major international routes was buried under headlines about General Motors' bankruptcy filing. But Wintner says the destinations, especially to the coveted China market, are no small thing.
And a time when we have to place a declining amount of reliance on the auto industry as our sole economic asset here, the airport is ready and waiting and really has been, though upstaged by the auto industry, really has been a strong economic asset.
Local leaders hope to make the airport the center of what they call an aerotropolis, basically a cluster of businesses surrounding the airport, everything from warehouses and shipping companies to entertainment venues and corporate headquarters. Robert Ficano is the top official in Wayne County, where Detroit and the airport are located. He acknowledges the aerotropolis is a bit of a foreign concept in the U.S.
But you go to Frankfurt, you go to Schiphol, you go to Beijing, you can see that they've been able to turn it into an economic engine. We have this opportunity here.
Ficano says Detroit is better positioned to become an aerotropolis than other places because its airport has lots of vacant land around it. It's got gleaming new terminals, and it's near the international border with Canada. Marketing to potential developers is expected to start soon, and backers of the concept hope it will help restart the Motor City's economic engine. In Detroit, I'm Sarah Hewlett for Marketplace.
Hope you can join us at our website, marketplace.org, and share your thoughts with us inside the Scratchpad. And our online host and blogger, Scott Jagow, is there inside marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Happy Friday, and have a very nice weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.